yesterday I picked some people up to bring them here to share with them the gospel and everything. And while picking them up, I ran out the house without my wallet. Didn't have no money. And little did I know, the car I was in didn't have no gas. The place I went to pick them up was a little further than I thought. So when I got them, I went to the nearest gas station. I thought I had my wallet on me. I forgot that I didn't. When I got there, it was pouring down rain because I had called for the rain. Well, the other cool thing, that before I left, I was talking to them and I said that we are God in the flesh and that we can do stuff like call forth rain and stuff, for example. But it was hot as hell. So I called forth a storm. And right when I said, rain come, right in front of everybody, it came instantly. So, but now after that, I had to go pick somebody up in the middle of that storm. Didn't have no gas, pouring down rain. I'm sitting in front of the gas pump with the gas tank open and no money, no gas. Okay. So I started standing outside the convenience store praying in tongues, waiting for God to show me what to do. I said, God, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm going to need your help right here, right now. And he gave me the craziest idea. There was a laundromat right next door to the gas station I was at. So he told me to go in the gas station and ask who wants to help me out in Jesus' name and to tell them the story. So I ran in there. I looked around for a few minutes to see everybody that was there. There was about 20 people there. And at the top of my lungs, I said, hey, who here wants to help me out in the name of Jesus? I said, I'm trying to take some folks to church. I don't have no gas and no money. I just ran out of gas, left my wallet at home. Who wants to help me right now in the name of Jesus? While I was speaking, one lady came up to me and handed me a dollar and quarters. I'm like, thank you so much, sister. God bless you. And this other dude was kind of checking me out, and he's like, in the name of Jesus, huh? I'm like, yes, in the name of Jesus. He's like, all right, I can give you a couple dollars. So he gave me $2.25. So when he handed it to me, I just grabbed both those hands and said, thank you. God bless you. That's enough. And then I said, well, while I'm here, does anybody have any pain in their bodies? Anybody want a prayer for healing while I'm here? Never responded to that. People thought I was still asking for money at that point. I said, no, I'm not asking for money. I'm asking you if you want prayer for something. So nobody responded to that. So then I just got the gas and left. We have more than enough gas to get home off of that $3.25. It was a very, very rough night, okay? I don't want to like glorify the enemy by telling you all the obstacles that came in between. We finally got outside. We got sat outside under the night sky, sat out on the deck. It got a little cooler, and we shared the gospel on the whiteboard, and it was amazing. It was fun. Several people responded. 4 people got baptized today. 1 still needs to get baptized, and everybody's happy right now and more peaceful, and it's just amazing what God's doing right now. And one of the kids, Jason, had a God encounter right away. He started skateboarding around the block, and a wind came and stopped him in his tracks and turned his phone off all at the same time, and Jesus sat him down and started talking to him.